Hello everyone, and Merry Christmas. For the first of this week's double episode, I'm going to interview my friend Shalva. Shalva is a graphic designer and paleontologist from Tbilisi, Georgia. He also speaks flawless English. Hi Shalva, how are you doing today?
Hey Tim, this is very nice. I'm doing great. Really enjoying the holidays. How about you?
I'm doing great, Shalva. Thanks for asking. We had a really nice Christmas with my parents, my niece, and two of my nephews. One of my nephews is just 3 months old, and I met him for the first time for Christmas. Now, Shalva, you also were a part of our family Christmas with me, my dad, my sister, and with Faye, a girl who is a close friend of our family and who's just 11 years old. Could you tell us about your part in our Christmas?
Well, Tim, as you all know, hails from Cincinnati, Ohio. A few weeks ago, I was extremely surprised when Tim invited me to join himself, his dad, and his sister to a Christmastime ceremony. At first, he flatly refused to tell me what it entailed, and didn't want to tell me what was going to happen until the last minute. My participation in the ceremony took place entirely over a video call on Facebook Messenger.
Tell us what finally happened.
But of course. I'm located in Tbilisi, so I was 9 hours ahead of Cincinnati, and it was pretty late when Tim called to say he was ready. But fortunately, I'm a bit of a night owl, so I was ready. When I turned on the camera, Tim and his family were on top of a large hill with a view over the city. He pointed out the notorious Star 64 Tower, I think it was, which sits atop of the tallest hill in the city, and in the best case, broadcast Chuck Norris action films and, in worst case, Taiwanese action movies from the final quarter of the 20th century.
Okay, thanks for noting the infamous Star 64 Tower. Let's not let it steal the spotlight, though. We were all located in French Park, which is the park that we would go to when we were kids. Sometimes we would drive there, but it was close enough to walk. It is a really forested place with several miles of dirt trails for walking or running. I used to bike there, too, even though it was and still is illegal. My older brother also used to go there to catch frogs and snakes and then bring them home to live with us. One of the snakes actually escaped, around which time our dryer stopped working. That's another story, though. Shalva, please tell us what happened next.
Well, after Tim turned on the camera and got done talking about the tower, he showed me that he was sitting on a nice bench with a small tree over. It was pretty cloudy and everyone was shivering, so I figured it was cold outside. Tim served some hot water to himself, his dad, his sister, and Faye, and then gave them a surprise drink, which turned out to be a rooibos chai. That's rooibos with some spices in it, in case you didn't know. It's quite revivifying in cold weather.
Tell us more.
So, next, Tim took me on a small tour of the uppermost part of French Park. As he was doing that, I heard over the camera something that sounded like a massive bird flyover. Its wingspan was easily as wide as one of those yellow school buses you can see in American movies. I heard a terrible scream, like from a pterodactyl, and so I advised all of them to approach a nearby tree. When they approached the tree, Faye spotted a red and yellow pteranodon perched on one of the lower branches and put the beast on her backpack. I explained that the pteranodon has a large beak that acts like a vacuum cleaner. It will just put its beak in the water and suck up fish and all kinds of living things and drink them, or eat them, depending on how you look at it. Tim suggested that since we'd found something intriguing from the air, we might look for something in the water. I asked if there was a source of water nearby, a lake or river or maybe a faucet. Tim led me and his family down a hill in the forest to a creek. At one point, Tim became quite agitated and asked Faye to come closer. She did, and discovered a blue and green Mosasaurus. I urged great caution, because the Mosasaurus was the Tyrannosaurus Rex of the seas.
How big was the Mosasaurus?
Mosasauruses ranged in size from 8 to 17 meters. The specimen that Faye found was 8 meters long, so on the small side, but nonetheless extremely dangerous.
Was Faye able to capture the Mosasaurus that she saw?
As a matter of fact, yes. She was indeed able to grab it.
Is that all?
No. Next, our expedition took us back to land. Tim and his dad went in one direction, Faye and his sister in another. Tim and his dad heard the sounds of a battle between two great animals, and when they approached, they witnessed a large, adult female alligator battling an anaconda that was trying to pilfer Mama Gator's eggs from a burrow. Tim called out to Faye and his sister, and the four of them watched the fight unfolding until finally, Faye came and grabbed the gator in her left hand and the anaconda in her right hand. Tim's dad took the burrow and the eggs. By the way, Faye was again quite expert in her handling of the beasts. She knew the key, which is to hold the animals' mouths closed. This prevents them from biting. I also explained nest temperatures within the range of 86 to 93 degrees will have both male and female offspring. If the temperature goes above 93 degrees, however, the eggs will develop as male, and if the temperature dips below 86 degrees, the offspring will develop as female.
So that means our gators will be female.
That is correct.
What did they do with all these animals? The Pteranodon, the Mosasaurus, the Anaconda, the gator and the gator eggs.
I am glad to inform you that Faye put them all in Tim's backpack and took them home to keep as pets.
Yes, that's right. We also told my mother about our expedition. We gave her a softer version of what happened because honestly, the last thing she needs is a shock.
Indeed. Who needs a stress like that? Yes, that's true, and beasts like the Mosasaurus roamed in it quite freely.